With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, SportsMappers? It is a wonderful Thursday in the neighborhood. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel, Usual Suspects. We appreciate those who've been listening since 1 o'clock on ESPN 97.5 and welcoming in those on 94.1 FM.
Yeah.
The aforementioned self-mentioned Barry.
If you're just now getting here, where the hell have you been?
What the hell's wrong with you?
Get in here sooner next time.
No question. We found out that Nick's burner account has been making random text messages on the text line. So we appreciate that. We're going to find out next that Nick has bots, which will be doing tweets in the same
yes.
thing next week. And we found out that those bots actually get a lot of votes in on Way Back Wednesday.
That is true. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, I did.
I didn't
Have
think about the pity
Have you not
thought
about the fact that he hadn't had a W in almost 2 years, and suddenly he strung together like four in a row?
No.
And who came up with the poll idea anyway?
I think that was Nick.
I think it was.
Hmm.
So essentially, not that we're playing CSI Gal Media.
I think you're onto something,
yeah.
Joseph. I really do.
Nick is a cheater.
Yep. I think we've established that now.
I had to take care of some things. What did I miss? What happened?
Well, you'll have to go back and listen to that too.
I'm a cheater on what?
No, we figured out basically that you have bots. You have a burner account that's been texting the show, and that after taking L's consistently in Way Back Wednesday for the first year and three quarters of the show, suddenly and randomly, you run off a streak of like four in a row. And on top of that, I made mention to Barry, whose idea was the poll anyway?
It was his.
It was yours.
No, it was yours.
No, no,
it was
no.
completely
it
yours.
It was initially his, but we couldn't figure out a way to include the list and have them vote at the same time. And then we circled back and said, look, we're going to tweet out the list in one tweet and then do another poll
Barry,
in a second.
You ever heard of brainstorming sessions? Even if it's not your idea, once it rings the bell and lights the light in your head and you go, wait a minute. That poll idea is a good idea because then I can round up the troops. I can set up the bots. And I can kick some ass and get some credibility in Way Back Wednesday.
See. Barry knows
Siri will love this.
I remember the first time I tried to tweet out the poll. It didn't work exactly the way he wanted it, and he got all aggravated because I couldn't put the list
that
on.
That doesn't sound like me.
I couldn't put the list on and the poll at the same time.
What the hell was that look for, Joseph? Why did you?
It's spot on, sounds like you.
So there's been 69 votes, by the way.
I saw more than that.
I
was like,
right
dang.
Well, we got what we needed.
So somebody went out and created Dat Boy Scott HEB on Twitter, and they immediately started following and tweeting to me last night. I was like, okay, I'm not going to interact with a troll account. But then he was like, oh, look how ironic, 69 votes. So apparently, yeah. Oh, Mia Khalifa was at 69%. That's what it was.
I was about to say.
She was at 69%.
Shocker, right?
Also, Jong said, look, my guess is you won't get anything back if you DM her. I'd go browser history. Probably the better option here, unless you go incognito. Then your dirty browsing won't be there, so it's no fun. This is Nick's. Like, he doesn't share this with anyone, so I don't think he even knows about the incognito option on here.
Yeah, it's my laptop that he's got. Yeah.
Yeah. So Jong's vote is browser history.
That's fine.
Okay.
I didn't know about incognito till last year. Raheel told me about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the way to go, especially if your wife uses your laptop. Married men across this country. Incognito was invented by a married man with a porn addiction. I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive. He was like, you know what? I'm sick of getting caught.
And he worked for Google Chrome.
And he was like, yeah, and he got a job. He's like, I'm going to teach myself coding, and I'm going to come up with incognito mode. And the rest is history. Porn history. Also, Tracy Cowley said, Barry was my favorite until he unfollowed me on Twitter.
You unfollowed Tracy on Twitter?
Apparently, I've made a mistake.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. So I will admit that I do have this thing I use to manage my Twitter called Crowdfire. And Crowdfire, a lot of times what I'll do is I'll use it to manage my followers and who I follow. And sometimes if there are either inactive accounts or certain accounts that pop up, I'll just say, yeah, unfollow all these. And every once in a while, somebody will be like, dude, why'd you unfollow me? I'm like, it's probably just because of that. So I don't want her to think that I intentionally just went to her account and said, I'm not following
this
no more.
So it's an excuse app.
No, it's basically like a this is too much noise app. Or I have all these followers. I follow all these people with either dead accounts or inactive accounts or whatever. There's a ton of different reasons you can choose to unfollow. And a lot of times I'm like, yeah, just give me all those. And sometimes people that I actually legitimately follow get clipped.
So I remember Tyler. All. Tyler told me something about that, too. He was like, you know, Barry unfollowed me on Twitter.
It happens.
Dr. Dre told me the same thing.
No, I muted him.
That was intentional.
Yeah, that was totally intentional.
Mine was intentional. But
yeah, that one was intentional. So Tracy, I'm going right now to follow you. I promise. That's my bad.
Oh, man.
I would never. No. Tracy's a good follow. Have you seen her profile picture?
Dude, I know
that
Tracy.
That alone is worth the follow. that is, trust me.
Wait till you see Nick's browser history.
At TC Gold Rush on Twitter.
Wait till you see Nick's browser history.
It's like, whoa.
Is that what you're doing? Right? He's the one that's accumulating the history right now.
No.
By what are you Googling Tracy now?
No, she popped up on my timeline. What are you talking about? She tweeted to me, all of us.
Tracy Pick.
You got the tweet too. Did you not read? Oh.
Tracy Pick.
Yeah. Tracy Kelly net worth. Tracy Kelly husband.
Tracy Pick.
I think
Tracy
I can,
House in Tahoe.
I can see where you're clicking from where I'm at, actually. I think you can do that.
Really? You can see what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should check what he's doing right now, then.
I should.
Good thing the sound's down. Let me just wrap this up before we get any further.
Yes.
So the rest of this, and again, people that have seen it are tweeting me. It's a good read. It really is. It's a female defense attorney and Blue Jays fan in Canada talking about what Osuna's case is going to look like, how it's going to be. One of the keys, she said, is it is not a domestic abuse case. It is an assault case. It's a minor assault case, the way I have it set up.
What does that mean, a minor assault case?
So it's not going to be needing the Supreme Court. It's not going to
be resolved.
It's probably
in the
not going to be a trial.
Okay.
Right? So once all the disclosures have been made to the defense, the Crown and the lawyers will discuss to make a case. The judge will have a pre-trial and essentially the meeting where the lawyers and the judge discuss sentencing positions and everything that may go down. All of it takes time. At the very least, several weeks, more like several months. At that point, a date can be either for a guilty plea or a trial. If a trial date is set, it'll be several more months. For relatively minor charges like Osuna's, which are tried in the Ontario Court of Justice as opposed to jury and Superior Court, it's going to be that a trial date can be up to 18 months after the accused is charged. So this isn't going to be resolved overnight.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the question is, what does it all mean for Osuna? It means that a resolution of his criminal charge is likely many months, if not more, away. She says, I say that all of this with typical lawyer caveat that there are exceptions to every rule. It is possible, for example, that his lawyer will have spoken to the Crown attorney in advance of the first court date to get everything expedited, but it's unlikely. The wheels of justice move slow in Canada.
They move slow everywhere.
Yeah. So she said, given with her experience, I can make several general observations based on what we know. Simple assault, which is what he is charged with, is the least serious assault charge there is. If significant injuries of any sort were alleged, he would have been charged with either assault causing bodily harm or aggravated assault, both of which would result in much more severe penalties. In addition, he's only charged with one count of assault rather than several, which suggests that the allegation relates to an isolated incident rather than a pattern of abuse.
Wow.
Those are very key facts.
Yeah, because you know what? People were coming out, and I remember we were getting texts from people. You were reading about it, and people were saying, oh, there's pictures that the police have of her. It's just, it looks really violent. And I'm thinking if that's the case, then this, it would have been one of those other options and not a simple assault charge. So I think that's, you're right. That is important to hear that, because a lot of these rumors and speculation that has been floating around paints a, you know, a different picture, and it's hearsay from a lot of people too. So
the other thing is, condition of his bail required him to stay away from his home address and refrain from contacting the complainant. She said she's heard several people make a big deal out of this and those conditions, suggesting they mean the complainant is afraid of him or he is seen as an ongoing threat. If you take one thing away from the article, let it be this: they mean nothing of the sort. They are standard bail conditions for every charge in the criminal code in Canada if you're accused of a crime. You'll almost inevitably be ordered to have no contact with the complainant and refrain from going anywhere. The one thing we can take from this is the complainant appears to live with Osuna. Otherwise, he would be allowed to return home. The reason why they said he is not allowed to return home is because they were cohabitants. Lastly, his bail requires him to abstain from the purchase, possession, or consumption of alcohol. That suggests that he is accused of having been under the influence of alcohol at the time of the offense. It is not a standard bail condition unless the alleged offense involved alcohol. So now you can put pieces together and realize he was probably drinking when all this went down. Not that it means anything either way.
Interesting. That is an interesting.
It really
read.
Is.
And he's tweeted this out at Pat Mangel.
Yeah. If he's found guilty, the possible sentences are broad. In a general sense, for the first time offenders facing simple assault, jail is unlikely. Basically, a period of probation, and may well be granted a condition of discharge, which means that despite being found guilty, a conviction would not be entered, and he would not have to be subject to a criminal record.
Mm.
That's probably the stuff the Astros were digging up.
I was going to say, that sounds like, that sound, you know, you hear about the due diligence, you hear about, well, we did our homework and everybody got, you know, everybody got roasted. And you just have to wonder though, okay, the Blue Jays probably knew this too. Why were they in such a hurry to get rid of him?
I think because they, with a public image and being the only team in Canada, I think that they were worried about how it looked overall.
I don't know.
Now here, and here's the other thing on that last thing with the sentencing. If he's sentenced but has no criminal record, that's very important, because for someone whose profession requires them to travel across international borders, as a baseball player does, a discharge rather than a conviction means he can travel into the United States.
Mm.
So that's big.
That is big.
Yeah, so I put everything else out there. It's interesting read. It's not going to give you a clear cut, but it's going to be a good insight and background so you get more of the real facts instead of the allegations and speculation that's out there.
Wow, that's a lot of info.
Yeah.
And so who is she again? She's a...
criminal defense attorney in Canada, full-time.
Okay.
And a Blue Jays fan, self-proclaimed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So. Little update. So let's see. Oh. A lot of people went and followed Tracy. Somebody texted the show, was like, Tracy's hot. Yeah. She's been around since the Dave Tepper, Jerome Solomon days. Like, you should be following Tracy. She's a person that's been involved with this station for a while now. And she's married, so back off. Don't be weird. Like, don't be creepy. Right?
Right.
Like, this person is on the
aren't all
text
the people that
you.
Follow us and listen to us hot? Well.
Huh?
No.
No?
No.
You, what? I don't know.
I mean, I know Trey auditioned for GQ.
Speaking of that, somebody wants to have at the listener party, they said, can we get a debate between Patrick Creighton and Gilbert mediated by Juggalo Trey?
Would we get anything accomplished?
What?
That was Troy, by the way. You know Troy who always calls in? That was just, he was Troy.
Oh, that was Troy?
Really?
What's yeah. up, Troy?
So we're trying to get Troy to the party.
That's awesome. Aussie Scott, LOL, Nick, what's the worst that can happen? You get laid from Barry's DMs? What's the worst that could happen?
It's a pretty good point.
We'll have the vote, the final vote. By the way, I'm running out of time. If I were to vote from your Twitter account, what would my vote be?
You ran out of time.
DM to Mia Khalifa or browser history? What would my vote be from your Twitter account?
Probably the DM.
Okay.
If I knew you.
Voted. Okay, we'll have the results after this.
Don't go anywhere. More of the usual suspects. Sportsmap 94.1, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. We've been having a damn good time today. Having a lot of fun, also giving you some pertinent information. You guys are being appreciative of that article we tweeted out from the Canadian defense attorney to give you a little background on the Asuna case. That's some good stuff right there. So that's out there at Pac-Man Joel. We've been doing a little bit of a poll. Yeah, so if you missed any of this and you don't want to go back and get to the podcast right away, Barry forgot his computer today and his headphones.
Yes.
Nick and I both stepped up to the plate to try and help him out.
Big time.
He's got my headphones. He's got Nick's computer. Nick, as a payback for offering up his computer, has been getting abused all show by Barry.
No. Abused?
Nick,
Joel,
is it abused?
Abused?
Absolutely.
That's what I thought.
When did you get so sensitive? I expect that from him, not from you.
And I resemble
him. He's abusing your headphones because he's...
What? I have... No, he's watched me.
Those headphones now.
Excuse me.
You're never going to wear those headphones again,
cleanest
Joel.
Ears at this station.
I hadn't planned on it.
No doubt.
You're going to throw them away?
But I will say this.
Like the shirt I gave you?
I threw that
The
away.
Badger stickers and the...
I chunked
it
that.
It looks good on you, though.
The Badgers?
The Badgers
the red,
on the... Yeah.
The pink?
Coug red?
And the Rocket logo Cougar. Under that, so you can keep the R close to your heart.
Oh, did I do that right? No, that's the Shocker. That's the Cougar.
That's the Cougar, right?
But you said no, Cougum like it's Gig'em, and it's, yeah. we don't do that.
Which one is it? Cougum? Is it the middle or the ring? Cougum?
Is that right?
You've got it right now.
Meow, meow. No? You don't meow?
No, we don't meow.
Oh, I thought Shasta.
It's the Coug sign.
Why did y'all name her after a soda, by the way?
Shasta, yeah.
Yeah. Was Tab taken? You couldn't...
Tab, but that's the female the one. Kitty. There's also a male one, right? There's two of them?
Tab the kitty kitty.
Yeah, there's a male. For a while, I don't know what it is now. For a while, there was a male in that female, the Shasta.
RC Cola. That was
the guy dancing,
in the costume?
Guy dancing like a female in that costume. Yeah.
Pepsi?
Yeah. Shasta. Huh?
What are the two names? Shasta's
did y'all vote
the female?
On that? Did you vote on Shasta? Or was somebody just drinking Shasta. A Shasta and like, damn, we got to have
a
name.
That's a good question. I don't even know when
John
Shasta
should know
out.
The or Fred should know the answer to that.
All right, so
there's a male and a female jumping around in costumes.
That's okay.
I know, but I don't what's the male's name?
I thought it was just Shasta.
Shasta.
Oh, you mean inside the costume, or
no.
There's a female kitty cat and a male
yes,
kitty cat?
I thought it was just a female and a fail.
It was just Shasta.
A what?
A female and a fail.
Did you hear what he said?
I did.
He goes, a meme-male and a fail.
A meme-male.
I don't know what I just said.
Joel's drunk.
Party hadn't even started yet. I got the pre-party going.
A meme-male and a fail. That's great. Okay, so the poll is in.
Is it?
The poll is done. So before
I'm pretty sure it's the screenshot.
A screenshot?
Screenshot. Where did that come
from? The poll is the DM.
You're gonna screenshot your poll.
The DM.
No.
I said screenshot because if you did DM her, she's probably gonna screenshot it, but I meant to say DM.
Okay, so I killed the voting at 3:15 before we went to break. Mm-hmm. And by 132 votes, which is way more than we even get on Way Back Wednesday. So people really are interested in what you do here, Nick. 69% have voted to DM Mia Khalifa directly, which is really ironic.
Yeah.
69%. 31% voted for read your browser history on air. So it looks like we're going to be sending Mia Khalifa a DM at some point during the show today. Now, we've got to come up with what we're going to send her. And I won't be super creepy. I respect you enough not to be like, here's my penis, and that's it, and then just
that's
leave it
exactly
at that.
That's exactly what you want to put in there.
No. I want to try to, one, work that, because you said she's in sports talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sports
oh, yeah,
balls? What is it? She's
Hold on.
What does she do?
Sports balls. That's real.
I thought that's what
you
called
it. Podcast.
We're juggling a lot of topics today. What's it called? Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not sports balls? I kind of feel like it's called sports balls.
Shut up and pucker?
No. Anyways, so we're going to send the DM. A couple of folks already chiming in. Someone said, what if you just attached his browser history to the DM?
Oh, my God.
That would definitely not get you any interest. That would just make it super creepy.
But Tracy Cowley would probably get another follower.
She might. I bet she's like, why did he give my Twitter handle out?
Sports ball with Gilbert Arenas.
Oh, sports ball. Yeah. With ironic Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, she.
I figured if it was just sports ball, it would have been with Lance Armstrong.
She had made mentions of Gilbert, Zero, in the past. That
really?
Like, evidently, they were friends previous. Mm.
She might say yes, though, because the show is only a month old. It launched on July 16th.
Yeah, so
that's your angle.
That should be a decent angle.
So that's what I'm gonna message her and say, hey, look, I'm not DMing you because you're hot and I want to have sex with you. I mean, you are and I do, but I am also a producer of one of the most popular sports talk radio shows in Houston, and we would love to have you on the show. Would you be interested?
We know you're a sports fan.
Leave the first part out.
And then when she says yes, I'll be like, you would be interested in having sex with me or coming on the show?
Yes, you leave all that part.
No, why?
All the having sex with me part, leave all that part out.
Dude, why? Because you wouldn't, if she said yes, Aussie Scott had the greatest point. What if she just says okay and wants to bang you, Nick?
You can say that she looks hot. But
you wouldn't bang her if you had the chance. If she said, let's do this and let's do this, you wouldn't be like, sweet.
Look, I know we have a lot of discussions about Pornhub and porn stars.
A lot of it is jokes, of course.
Yeah, I'm not running through
that. You wouldn't have sex with her?
No. It's all fun and there's no way.
Why? Dude, you would have the chance.
Not even with a Teflon condom?
You wouldn't have the chance. Well, I'm sure she's clean because, I mean, in the industry, they do all kinds of testing, every movie and all
that.
They go through rigorous testing. Like,
that doesn't mean you're just going to jump right in all barebacking.
I mean, well, no, you would. I would certainly expect you to wrap it up and be safe. But like, that would be your chance to do the freakiest things you've always wanted to do, but been like too embarrassed to tell people. Because you know she's not going to be judging. You could do whatever it is. Like, there's probably something that you've never told anyone because you've been so embarrassed to do it, and you would probably be able to do it with her. You wouldn't take that chance.
I don't know. Not with her.
What is it?
Her.
What is it that you want to do?
I'm not saying that. You're crazy.
He's like, I'm not talking about the animals. And
oh, see? That's you and your bobcats over at Cut and Shoot.
No, that's not.
You live in Cut and Shoot and have bobcats.
I would say it's not bobcats, but that's not true. We do have bobcats in the neighborhood.
I can't believe you live near bobcats. That's ridiculous.
Wild hogs that tear up your front yard.
Well, we get those in our neighborhood.
You know why they'll tear up your yard, right?
No.
Grub worms. If your yard gets attacked by
feral hogs. This is not an opportunity for you to transition into lawn care. This is not
freaking green thumbing with Barry Laminack. That's not going to happen.
Man.
It's not happening.
Haters.
No, the grass is always greener.
You know what I'm
going to
DM her?
Segments are on Saturdays and Sundays.
Hey, I'd love to mow your yard, Mia. Can I come over? What's your address?
Why can't you just say, hey, come on the show? You got a new show.
I will.
It's a brand new show with Gilbert Arenas.
Earthworm and a couple of chinch bugs.
Can I?
We want to give you an opportunity to promote your
program. I promise I'm not trying to have sex with you unless you're interested. Can I end it with that?
No. Leave the sex part out.
Why? That's the
love to hear your breakdown of Carmelo Anthony coming to the Rockets. And speaking of coming, I was wondering if you'd come on our
speaking of coming. No?
All right. We're going to wrap it up with the final half hour of this fiesta. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. Sports Prep 94.1, ESPN 97.5. You're back in made
of dessert. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday, having a great time with you guys, the suspects. Hopefully having to have more fun later this evening at the Listener Appreciation Party going on from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock here at our offices. Unfortunately, it was invite only. Invites were given away on air. If you didn't get one, we apologize. Hopefully we'll have some pictures and videos and things to get to.
But I've got something that you can win today. Yeah. As you know, every day we do the name game right here on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. And it is that time again for the name game. If you don't know, we give you two names. If one of those names is your name and you're the first caller to the station, you win the prize of the day. Today's prize is a $50 gift certificate to Berry Hill Baja Grill. Enjoy eight different Houston area locations featuring South of the Border dishes that go way beyond standard Tex-Mex fare. It's an award-winning menu in which all items are house-made daily using only the freshest ingredients. Unfortunately, guys, the bench was the ones that gave away the prize today. Congratulations to Jose. Since he was the first caller, congrats, Jose. You won the $50 gift certificate to Berry Hill Baja Grill. The loser was Roger. I don't know why they added loser, Roger. It just says, so every Roger that listens is a loser.
So in the immortal words of Roger, son of a bench. Isn't that what we said we were going to call Lance's
the Sons of Benches.
Sons of Benches.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. That's their listeners. Hey. Ours are the suspects, the blitzers, the Palilites, and the Sons of Benches. I like it.
The Palittles?
No.
No?
It was that anchor who totally mispronounced Charlie's last name on the update, by the way. Palilo or whatever he said.
Really?
Yeah, Tony into that Charlie Palilo. What?
Isn't it Tony DeZiri normally?
No, but it was like on the weekend. It wasn't. Oh. Tony D knows how to pronounce his name.
Okay. All right, so a couple of texts, and then we're going to get to this whole DMing Mia Khalifa thing for on behalf of Nick.
I got one little thing, too.
Okay. Somebody said, any picks for the UFC fights this weekend? Nick and I and Joel will do that tomorrow. You're going to do your picks.
I'm going to moderate.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow. So if you're looking for UFC picks, I promise you we'll cover that tomorrow. Somebody mentioned about Mia Khalifa that said she's been outspoken about the fact that she only likes how to put this, foot-long hot dogs. So.
Satisfied, done.
Nick, you're either what's the in problem business here? What are you trying to say? Or you I'm just, are I'm, bankrupt.
I was reading the text, Nick. I was done. Just, oh, wow.
Not a problem.
Hashtag blessed. Very entertaining.
Okay, Coney Island.
Very entertaining show today. You guys are the best. Sorry I'm missing the party. Looking forward to the party pics. That was from Donna. Donna, you're not coming?
Oh, wow. What? Donna from Beaumont.
Barry needs some of those toilet wipes that you brought him the last time.
No, Donna
that
didn't
wasn't
bring
Donna.
Them.
It was Donna.
No, it
was Donna.
No, it was not.
Yep, it was.
No.
No, yep. Donna was with the ladies that brought it.
Yeah.
No, it was Donna.
Okay. I don't
bet me.
You're wrong.
Yep.
But I'm
pretty
know.
Sure it was Donna.
Now you're pretty
now
sure.
Now you're.
By the end of the show, you're going to be not so sure.
Yeah, it wasn't. That was. Okay.
Can I say this real quick? Mark Berman just put out that U of H Cougars football offensive coordinator Kendall Briles, who we're all somewhat familiar with for bad things, on Ed Oliver playing offense this year. His quote, I got the green light from the head man. Put that under quotes that should not be made by a guy who has the past of one Kendall Briles.
Mm-mm. Not good.
Not smart.
Wow.
I got the green light from the head man.
Not good.
Oh, Kendall.
I got a private message from Tracy.
Uh-oh.
It was a screenshot of her Twitter account. Her follows, they blew up a little bit. And she's like, you see what you started? You're welcome. Like, you're welcome. That's, you know, you can always block people if they get creepy. But, yeah, that's what we're here to do.
We got a tweet from Sherla Gordon.
Who?
Well, she said, so, I guess Sherla or Gordon will never be one of the names on the name game.
I mean, Sherla, I'll put in a good word for you.
Gordon's got a better shot.
Gordon definitely has a better shot. Yes, I would agree with that. Okay, so this I have bad news to report. We were trying to, if you tuned in late, if you just tuned in on Sports Map or whatever, I left my laptop at home today. Nick was very kind and let me use his laptop. At which point I had the epiphany that he was still logged into his Twitter account and I could look up his browser history and read it on air. That was somebody texted that in and suggested it. So I put out a poll. What should we do? Should we DM Mia Khalifa and try to get Nick and her to have sex, or should we read his browser history on air? The poll overwhelmingly chose to DM Mia Khalifa. This is my bad. Poor planning on my part, because unless you are following each other based on her account settings, I can't send her a private message on Twitter. That doesn't mean I can't tweet her publicly. So we're still going to do this, but now it's just going to be public. All right? So I will send this in the last segment. I'm going to work on it in the next break.
She's going to see, oh, Nick, this guy doesn't have any followers, not an athlete. I'm done. She's not even going to, she's going to delete the notification.
Well, at the end, I'm just going to put hashtag 12.
But you're a huge.
Maybe that'll
help. As I'm using the term for you to try and help you out. You're a huge public figure in media, in sports.
And you're well known.
In the fourth largest city in America, soon to be third.
You're huge, so and you're well known.
Yeah, so don't you think she would be drawn to you to say, hey, I can get the pub and the run by hooking up with Nick on the show, calling in? Maybe you can keep her on hold while Barry and I continue. A little side talk.
I think she would. I think this is going to go fine for you, Nick.
I think she'll come on the show.
I do, too.
Yeah. Not literally, but I think she'll actually join the show.
That was
it slipped past Barry for like a half, like a millisecond.
It really did. It really did.
Millisecond.
Oh, I'm so proud of you right now.
Thank you. That was so good. You taught me well.
That was so good. Clayton Sutherland tweeted, yes, bring on the lawn talk.
No, let's not, Clayton.
Jesse Saldana said, Pac-Man Joel, tell Barry to just drop the landscaping podcast already. Give the people what they want.
Yeah, give them a podcast so we don't have to listen to it. Nick and I'd be appreciative. We'd appreciate that a lot.
I don't know why you guys. Why does Queso Peso think Nick is gay? That's not nice.
Queso Peso, just because he wore
a pink shirt today?
Nick's not Raheel.
Nick's not Raheel. You know he's going to be in here any second now.
Guys, I was doing nothing, waiting for the party. What are you doing?
Mark Villalobos said, let's be real. Mia Khalifa's too skinny for Nick.
Yeah, that's probably
true. That's not. Nope. All right. So we're going to have to formulate this tweet, but I do want to try to get her on the show because I'm not going to be sexual in the tweet now. I'll wait till she gets here, and then I'll be like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? My guy Nick is single.
You've got 20 minutes, bro, because the show's going to end, and I'm getting my laptop
back. I'm firing
it
off. I'm going to type it up at the break and then hit send when we come back on air for the last segment. So we'll see what happens.
We'll have results tomorrow?
Yeah. I'll make sure to tag myself and you so that he can't delete it. We'll have it all ready. So we'll be good.
That'll work.
I promise.
Okay.
Be good stuff.
That'll work.
Boys, we're flying by. This show flew by.
Hey, just in case you had worries you were on the wrong station, Astros won yesterday. One of Barry's keys to watch offensively for exploding and breaking out, Jake Marisnyk went yard again. I mean, Jake doing Jake things. Jake from Rake Farm went yard. Marwin hit two bombs.
Nice of him to show up.
Yeah, they exploded with 15 hits, which we haven't seen in God knows how long. One with a lineup that was missing all of the HEB stars.
Yes.
And now
they're
going to
get in trouble with Raheel.
They get the World Series rematch this weekend. Unfortunately, Altuve not scheduled to play until Sunday, but he will play Sunday in L.A. Correa started his minor league assignment. I believe he either started it last night or he starts it tonight with 7 innings of shortstop.
Good.
In Fresno, against the Hooks or with the Hooks. And then Springer, who's day-to-day, I would assume not playing yesterday and then off today. He'll probably be in the lineup in L.A. on Friday.
That's good news all the way around. Any update on Brian McCann? I know that a lot of you don't care about that. I really feel like he's more important than you think.
Stassi hit a 3-run bomb yesterday. So nice to see that he gives you the occasional pop. You know that Maldonado's a really good catcher, but he's not going to give you much offensively.
But I really like Brian McCann and Maldonado as your 1 and 2.
I don't disagree with that either, but they said with McCann is probably going to be late August before he comes back.
Yeesh.
That's the last I had heard anyway, so hopefully that's wrong, but we'll see.
Okay.
I think
people realize, I'll be honest.
I agree with you. Yeah. And his bat isn't what it used to be, but as a catcher and an overall influence
on
that
team.
When you
look at what he's done with this staff, when you look at the way he handled them through the playoffs, you need him on this roster heading into the playoffs.
You want him behind the dish?
Yes.
You need him on the dish.
I don't want Matt Stassi being the best option because he can hit a little bit and play okay defense.
Stassi did throw out Cameron Maben yesterday.
Yeah, but he didn't get a great jump, and that ball didn't get far away. So it was a dumb decision. It just completely wiped out the fact that he got everybody in the country a free taco in the World Series by making that dumb decision. Okay. Remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, he's a hero, Cameron Maven.
But it's free tacos. If butts, candies, nuts. It all got done in the end, just like Nick's DM. All right, we'll be back with the last segment of The Usual Suspects. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Final segment of the big show. It has been a pleasure and a whole lot of fun today. We've had fun. Hopefully you had too. It's Listener Appreciation Day. We're having a party tonight to appreciate you guys helping us be the number one sports station in the market. Therefore, we've been having a little bit more fun than just sportsy because, as we know, in the middle of the day, as you go by your shows, a lot of the stuff has been regurgitated.
That's
over
right.
and over by the time we get on the air. So we do like to make it a little bit more fun. Hopefully you've had some fun along the way and made it a little bit better of your day.
And if you missed anything, you can go back to podcastarena.com and catch it all. It's been a fun show. You're probably going to want to go back and listen. If you missed anything, got to catch up on why I'm about to tweet Mia Khalifa on Nick's behalf.
With his computer in hand.
With his computer. And hopefully we can not only make a business connection, but maybe she'll leave her man and offer Nick her companionship. It could happen, Nick. You never know. You're a handsome man and apparently blessed, according to you.
According to you.
So
there's no way I'm going in after all she's been through.
What do you mean?
No way.
Emotionally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the tweet I'm sending. I'm giving you fair warning to delete. Well, I mean, let's face it. You don't get a say in this. But this is the tweet that I'm going to send from your account to Mia Khalifa. Hey, at Mia Khalifa. I produce a sports talk radio show in Houston on ESPN Radio from 1 to 4 daily with at Barry is Funny and at Pac-Man Joel. Would love to have you on to talk sports and everything else. Love your work. Big fan. Is that...
Let's ask Joel if he okays the tweet.
Well, I mean, it's in general terms enough that you don't have to define the work that you love.
What do you mean?
Well, because he...
Love your work.
Yeah, because she's in sports radio now, right? That's what you meant.
Yeah. What if I put love you on the sports balls? No?
That would be wrong.
Oh.
That would be incorrect, and she would know you're being a 12-year-old, and she can't take you seriously, and she'll never join the show.
Now I'm a 12-year-old.
Always knew you were a ball handler, but now I can really hear it daily.
Wow, no.
No?
I think we're good with what I have.
Think you're good with what we have.
So we're going to send that. I didn't know if I should tag the station or not to make it legitimate.
I would stay away from that.
Why?
Because you're asking for trouble if you tag the station.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't tweet it. Don't tweet it. but if you are, leave ESPN 97.5.
Mr. Gao is our owner at David Gao.
Oh, no.
You're like, do not do that to me.
Don't do that.
Okay, well, so as is good. So
you
now,
love producer Nick? We all did.
All things considered, you're okay with it this way then, huh?
No.
Oh, well, you know what? I got bad news. It just got tweeted out.
You got mail.
From at the producer Nick on Twitter. If you want to go retweet it right now and help us build that momentum, you can certainly do that. At the producer Nick on
BSing,
Twitter.
Because I'm checking my phone right now.
At the producer Nick on Twitter. Go retweet it, guys. Help us build up that momentum.
You warming up your chicken wing over there?
My chicken wing?
Yeah.
Oh, for the...
You got to make a lot of shots tonight.
You're in it too?
I'm in it to win it, bitch.
Oh, wow. Got salty all of a sudden.
Damn, I mean, you did we're not it. All like Raheel where we're getting like shots up goes, all afternoon.
He goes, damn, you did tweet it.
Yeah,
of course. And I just retweeted it from my way more popular account than yours.
Pete Crate liked the tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Pete Crate, what is going on,
it's,
bud?
It's already
forget been... how many people can retweet it. Patrick can be heard across the nation. All he's got to do is scream it.
It's been up for, what, 15 seconds? It's already got 4 retweets. This is not going to end well for you. I'm sorry. This is going to be
hey,
a wildly...
Nick, let me break this down for you a little bit, too, because...
Wildly popular
Barry's
tweet.
Barry's the analytics guy, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna help you with some numbers here. The show gets over... 9 minutes from now, right? A little earlier than that, right? We're done at 4, right?
Yes.
Party doesn't start till 6. Barry's going to look to kill a few hours before the party starts.
So I can use your laptop, right?
In the immortal words of my man, Matt Thomas, what should he do?
Do I, I can use your, you don't mind
no.
if I use it?
I should walk in there and grab it, like, right now.
Well, we still, I may
the
have
computer,
to,
right?
I may have
Yeah. Oh, thank God y'all can't isolate any
of
the things.
Yeah, because that would have been isolated in a heartbeat.
I don't want to have to turn you into HR for walking in here and grabbing it.
You think I can fit this in my mouth?
You know what? Huh? Oh, dude, you've already got 17 retweets.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, 41.
Hey, Nick, you remember earlier in the week when Bushwhack 41? Bill made Barry famous?
Dude,
you're going to be way more famous than Barry by tomorrow.
You don't even have 41 followers. Oh, God, I love the suspects. They, oh, God. This is so
Barry
great.
Got followed earlier in the week by Bushwhack Bill.
No, not followed. He just liked.
Or he
just
liked
the tweet. Yeah. That's all he did.
That's it. I mean, that makes me famous, though.
You're going to be more famous by tomorrow because Whack-A-Bush and a whole bunch of others are going to be all over your stuff.
40, it's to 50. This is out of control. At the producer, Nick, if you need to see the tweet. At the producer, Nick.
The passion of the suspects is unbelievable.
Well, you're also welcome because your followers are way up now. Way up.
Yeah, my phone is...
You're going to catch Joel.
I can see my phone from a distance. Thanks. There's a bunch of notifications.
God, so, yeah. I'll have to give you my computer next week. Not.
Look, somebody even said, hey, Mia, this show is great. Would love to hear you join them. That a boy?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, Josephina. Oh. My bad. I didn't read it.
Oh, there's going to be female listeners that will...
Of course.
...totally Holly. Participate.
Holly will help you.
That's right.
Hollywood, Christina Wood, dude, Tracy Wood.
It's up to 60. It's not even been... I sent it at, what, 350? It's been 3 minutes. This is going to... Your mom's not on Twitter, is she?
No, thank God. She does not even... She can barely... She figured out Facebook, and she's...
Oh, Nick, here you got a new girlfriend.
Who's this Mia lady? She looks like a professional.
Who's this girl,
oh,
Mia?
She was.
You bringing her home for dinner soon?
Oh, she was professional. Let me tell you that. Yeah, is she coming over for dinner? Nah, you don't want her eating on our utensils.
Jimmy
no.
G says we only do takeout.
Yeah. Oh, good times. All right, I'm seeing everybody at the party. I'm excited.
Me too, because I'll be there.
Yeah.
For those of you keeping notes.
Sure.
All right. We'll fill you in on the party tomorrow. Looking forward to it. But until then, it's going to be a fun evening. 4 to 7 is the Blitz. It's Jung. It's Fred. It's AJ. It's next. And then they'll go from the party, from the Blitz to the party. So it'll be all good time right here on ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1. Have a great night, everybody.
Sports is ESPN 97.5.